sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 14 Ntulikazi 2017 ngu Chris Dande. Endabeni zethu zalamhlanje.
Aba kakhulu ngoba into lesisebenze sesigijima sivela khatshana layo. Kodwa ngiyasathaba ngoba sokusitshela ukuthi isizabuya eParliament ngoba sithele ukuthi 2 weeks kufanele ikhome. La yimini sisakhuluma layo. Wazwakala la into imhluphile kakhulu. Ngenkulumo yakhuluma ngama MP kulast meeting.
Idale labaphathi ntambo ele cabinet seliphakathi kokuhluza umthetho osalolongwa owezempilakahle Public Health Act Bill.
Siqala ukujoneta eMathebuleni South lapho esikhulele khona. Yikho esizama ukuthi siqale khona ukuthuthukisa ukuthuthuka khona. Into ezinjengeculture.
Inhlanganiso yabeZimbabwe yasebehlala kwele South Africa eVeso ikhuthaza abasemazweni abadabuka ezabelweni zeMandebeleni ukuthi babumbe amaqula okuxhasa izikolo ezisendaweni abavela kuzo. Kulomdeni osele ubambe owangaphansi ngemva kokunyamalala kwesidumbu selunga lawo kwenye imochari kwele South Africa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khona pha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Idale labaphathi ntambo ele cabinet seliphakathi kokuhluza umthetho osalolongwa wezempilakahle wePublic Health Act. Abaphathi ntambo bathi bakhangelele ukuba lizophathiswa ukuba ngumthetho isikhathi sokuhlala kwedale lephalamende elikhona singakedluli. Okunenga sibuzweni kuMavis Gama eseHarare.
Unobhala ugatsha lwezempilakahle uBrigadier General Dr. Gerald Gwinji uveze lokhu komunye wemihlangano yenziwa ngabenhlanganiso yamagqwetha eyeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, ZLHR, yokukhankasela uguqulwa kwalomthetho.
What I await now, what the minister awaits now, is to be invited to then make a
phone. Kusokulindele umphathi ntambo wezempilakahle ukuba anxuse leli bandla labaphathi ntambo ukuya kwethula leli bhili ngokusemthethweni kukomiti ye-cabinet ebona ngezemithetho. Le komiti ye-cabinet ebona ngezemithetho, i-committee on legislation, iyahlolisisa leli bhili nxa libajabulisa umgcinisihlalo waleliqula labaphathi ntambo okungumsekeli kamongameli welizwe usezokuya kulethula kumalunga ekhabhinethi. Lowo sokungumsebenzi ongaphezu kukanobhala ogatsha lwezempilakahle lokulondolozwa kwabantwana.
Umbiko kaGwinji ujabulise amalunga edale lephalamende akukomiti yezempilakahle, ikakhulu umgcinisihlalo wayo uDr. Ruth Labode.
Athina siyathaba kakhulu ngoba into lesisebenze sesigijime kaningi. Sesigijime sivela khatshana layo. So thina siyathaba ngoba sokusitshela ukuthi isizabuya eParliament. Ngoba sitshele ukuthi 2 weeks kufanele ikhome. La yimini sisakhuluma layo. Wazwakala la into imhluphile kakhulu. Ngenkulumo yakhuluma ngama MP kulast meeting. So wasethe nayo izayithola.
Lingaba ngumthetho leli bhili uDr. Labode ethi lizosiza kakhulu ukulungisisa obekuhlupha kwezempila kahle elizweni.
Uzulu kazwisisa ukuthi yena ibhili into sezantshintsha eZimbabwe la. Ibhili kule mthetho esayifakayo njengeyokubhadala kudala kwangabhadala ezibhedlela phela. Khathesi okubhadala. And kubakhona imikhuhlane ongabhadaliyo, umkhuhlane wengqondo, umkhuhlane we-TB, abantwana abangaphansi kwe-5, okhulu abangaphansi kwe-6, omama abafananga babhadali, kodwa ungahamba ezibhedlela uyabhadaliswa. Awula ndlela yokuthina uyale uthina sesiyabizuloya ngoba kula mthetho. Kukhona okuyinto okuncane okunjalo kufanele sicele lapho.
Okwamanje ilizwe lokhe lisebenzisa umthetho we-Public Health Act omnyaka ka-1924. Ozikhanyela ukuba usuluphele kakhulu ungasahambelani lokwenzakala empilweni yalamhlanje. Ezinye zenhlanganiso ebesebenzisana leye zethelechara le kule mikhankaso Zivalisa eye Community Working Group on Health, CWGH, eye Save the Children, leye Training and Research Support Center, TASC. Esinye sezizathu esasifuka ngamandla ukuguqulwa kwalomthetho yikuthi sekukunenge osekuthe kwenzakala kwezempila kahle okungasaneliswa yilo mthetho ka-1924 okunje ngemikhuhlane eyayingekho ngaleso sikhathi okufana labongculaza, ukusabalala kwegciwane, omvukuzane, ohypertension lokunye okwakungajwayelekanga. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Inhlanganiso yabeZimbabwe yasebehlala kwele South Africa eyeveso elenhloso zokusiza izikolo eziningi kwele Mandebeleni isikhuthaze yabeZimbabwe abasemazweni abadabuka ezabelweni zeMandebeleni ukuthi babumbe amaqula okuxhasa izikolo ezisendaweni abavela kuzo. Okuningi sikuzweni kuBenedict Nhlapho eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Uphawu lokuthi ezemfundo sezimi ngogedla eZimbabwe luvele emgceke ngesikhathi kusethulwa isimemezelo sokuthi imali yesikolo isingahlawulwa kusetshenziswa imbuzi. Okube undaba mlonyeni ngalesi simemezelo ukuthi abangela mbuzi ke abafuna ukuthenga izingwalo ke kanti nxa kule ntshintshi izaphuma kuphi kule mbuzi. Lezi zihlupho abenhlanganiso yeveso kusitsho inhlanganiso yamavenda labesuthu abathi zibhahile ezikolo kanti bona kudala belwisana lazo emangweni weBeitbridge eGwanda. Lenhlanganiso ebunjwe ngo-2012 ngenjongo yokusiza izikolo labantwana besikolo isifinyelele izikolo eziningi kakhulu kanti inceda abafundi ngezingwalo, izicathulo, ezemidlalo, impahla edingwa amantombazana asesikhathini lokunye okuthiyeneyo. Umgcinihlalo weveso umnumzana Jonathan Mbetsi ukuthaza izalwane zeZimbabwe esemazweni ukuthi lazo ziqoqane zenze njengabo ukuze ungabi lomntwana oyeka isikolo ngoba engela mali yokufunda, izingwalo, izicathulo, izigqoko zesikolo lempahla edingwa amantombazana nxa esesikhathini.
Ngizame nabo ukuhlangana ukuba nenhlangano ezinje ezigabeni zabo lapho abaphuma khona bekwazi ukuthi behlanganise imadlana yona leyo abangayihlanganisa ngoba imfundo ne-culture vele yizo izinto ezinkulu emhlabeni. Ungaba nani noma ube nani, zonke izinto ungaba nazo, kodwa uma kukuthi abantwana bethu abaye esikolweni angiboni ukuthi kuzoba luncedo lapho ebantwaneni.
Umnumzana Omega Ncube uthi nxa beZimbabwe laba bengaqoqana ngendawo ngendawo abasuka kuzo asikho esikolo esingasala singelabaxhasi kwela Mandebeleni. Ngokutsho kombiko ogatsha lwezemfundo oqala ukuqoqwa ngo-2013 zibhekane lobunzima kakhulu ezemfundo ezabelweni zeMandebeleni. Nyakenye umqondisi wezemfundo esabelweni zeMathebeleni South unkosikazi Dumiseng Thabela uthi lesi sabelo sisilela ngezikolo ezedlula ikhulu 114 schools. Le yinto ebangela ukuthi iningi labafundi kakhulu emakhaya bazihlalele bengasayi esikolo ngenxa yokuba ngomude abahambayo besiya esikolweni. Okunye kusilela kwemisebenzi elizweni osekubangela ukuthi iningi labantwana bengasayi esikolo ngenxa kuswela imali. Abanye ngabekeliswa indlala, ukuswela izigqoko zesikolo, izingwalo lokunye. Lezi inhlupho zenza ukuthi labafundayo bengaphumeleli ezifundweni zabo. Umnumzana Omega Ncube uthi umsebenzi odinga ukubambisana kwabo bonke abeZimbabwe abasemazweni lapho izinto ezisatholakala khona ngcono.
Siqala ukudoneta eMathebeleni South lapho esikhulele khona, yikho esizama ukuthi siqale khona ukuzintukisa ukuthi sika khona into ezinjenge-culture singalibali nabantu abanjengabonqindi, abanjengabo-Albert okuyibo abagcinela abantwana ukuthi singalahli i-culture yethu.
Ugatsha lwezemfundo luthi ngo-2011 izibalo bezikhombisa ukuthi iqula ngalinye labasebenzayo abalikhulu lisekela abantwana abangamachumi ayisikhombisa lesikhombisa. Leli nani selikhwelile kakhulu ngenxa yokuphela kwemisebenzi lokuzalwa kwabanye abantwana. Ezemfundo lazo sezehlile ezabelweni zeMandebeleni. Ngo-2011 inani labafundi abaphumelele kuhle ezifundweni zabo ezabelweni zeMandebeleni beliphansi kongamachumi amabili lanhlanu ekhulwini. Umgcinihlalo weveso umnumzana Jonathan Mbetsi uthi lolu hlupho ludinga ukuthi izalwane zakwele Mandebeleni ezisemazweni zenze okukhulu ogoqela lokwakhiwa kwezindlu zokufundela ezescience ezikolweni, ukwakha ezinye izikolo kanye lamakolitje emisebenzi yezandla ikakhulu emaphandleni.
Namanje sinama secondary schools but ezinto ezifana ne-science asina isikolo esizayo, so izinto esizikhalela kakhulu ukuthi abangakhona ukusincedisa kuzo le zinto besincedisa, ngoba kwamanje sidla phuma esambeni zethu esikhwameni zethu, siyazama nje ukuthi sihlanganise le mali esihlangana nayo.
Iveso ithi lo nyaka ilungiselele ukupha uncedo ezikolweni ezingama-20 emangweni we-Beitbridge, okuyinto abathi nxa ingenziwa kuzo zonke indawo kwelamaNdebeleni zingathuthuka kakhulu ezemfundo. Meleturo 7 Johannesburg, South Africa, ngingu-Benedict Nhlapho.
Sekulembuzo yempila kahle kamongameli Robert Mugabe osuka elizweni esiya kwelatshwa kwele Singapore ngeviki edluleyo. Amahofisi kamphathintambo wezembiko athi wona umongameli Mugabe uzaphenduka ngolwesithathu, kodwa elokhu engakaphenduki elizweni. Kulive Talk lamhla sixoxa ngomongameli Robert Mugabe owaya ukwelatshwa kwele Singapore, lapho ahamba khona ngomvulo kodwa elokhu engakaphenduki. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Hello balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe, lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Esingakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo, wathi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwi ngamafitshane. Sekuqhamuke ukufuthelana phakathi kwenkokheli yakwele Myanmar ngesikhathi lelo lizwe lisuka embusweni webutho usiya ezandleni zowesifazana ongazake abe kubutho u-Aung San Suu Kyi. Abakubutho belokhu befuna ukuthi amandla aqhubeke sezandleni zabo, hathi abantu makhaza. Umahluli womthethwandaba waphezulu kwele Peru usuyalile ukuthi owake waba ngumongameli walelo lizwe u-Ollanta Humala lomkakhe uNadine Heredia kumele babotshwe bavalelwe ngesikhathi amapholisa ecubungula icala abaletheswayo lokuchaphaza imali. Kulomdeni osele ubambe wangaphansi ngemva kokunyamalala kwesidumbu selunga lawo kwenye imotshari kwele South Africa. Igama likamufi nguPeter Ndlovu, owayezalelwa eZimbabwe wasesiya eSouth Africa eminyakeni edlulileyo lapho okudabuka khona unina. Usuke wagula ke kumaviki edluleyo wasokusiba lokungezwani phakathi kwemuli kayise lekanina ekuthini abekwe ngaphi. Zithe zisadle phana imuli zombili isidumbu sanyamalala. UNtungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxele isihlobo sikamuyi umnumzana Sly Sibanda ochasise okunengi ngalolu daba.
Sonelwe ngumfana uPeter Ndlovu engumntaka malumami. UPeter Ndlovu uzalwa ekhaya ePlumfield okwani. Umakho ngwalapha ngwasePietersburg. Umzalelele ekhaya, wamshiya ekhaya ena 2 years. Wakhulela ekhaya uPeter Ndlovu, wathatha amaphepha asekhaya ethathiswa ngumama wami, wamkhulisa, wafunda waze waqeda, waze ebhola ezodinga umsebenzi. Fortunately uthola umakhe esaphila, umakhe wambonisa isihlobo. Kuthe 2012 umakhe washona, wasala ke umfana, but still behlala nobaba wakhe, barekwazi ukuthi kunefamily kamama wakhe esePietersburg. Last of last week uPeter ulaliswe esibhedlela esegula. Then ekulalisweni kwakhe esibhedlela eHelen Joseph khonapho kusho ukuthi isimo sakhe sihambe saba weso waze washona. So zekuyimi kade ngisayine njenge-next of kin yakhe because amathepha ethu ngumnawa yonke into. So the manje shona bathi khona ngize nani lama-certified copies amaphepha wakhe nawami ngakuhambisa konke ngasayina nefomu yokuthi yimi enzolande umzimba kamufi. Okay, ifamily kama wakhe yabuya yaza sozama ukukhulumisana banganabazwisisi but at the end of the day bakuthi laba bantu sebendlala igame bawuthi ndizen i-undertaker i-kings and queens ukuthi sikhiphele umzimba from i-governmental mortuary to i-private. Masifika le sifikile e-kings and queens after 10 minutes sizathola ukuthi umzimba awusekho uthethwe ngabanye abantu.
Isidumbu sikhanya sathathwa ngabakomama kamfana.
Yes, ukhanya yibo abasithathayo.
Alizamanga yini ukukhulumisana lapho?
Bahle bavala namafoni yabo wonke because sathi masifonela i-undertaker le sithethe lesi sidumbu that was around 5 bathi isidumbu sikhona eSoweto. Okay, so sithi mana semaphoyiseni ke sazama saya lasemaofisini e-Kings and Queens bazama ukuthi labo baselule usenze njani sabe sibafonela se-Kings and Queens that was after 30 minutes nakwathiwa isidumbu sese-Petersburg.
Manje lizayiphatha kanjani lindaba Sibanda njengoba usithi lamapolisa athe kayingene?
Nilibe sifisa simfana ukuthi siyembeka lapho azalelwe khona lapho kulele khona ini ifamily yakhe lalapho akhulele khona. Manje lathi sesaba kulanto esingayenza because asinani i-protection sesaba njengoba lani liyazi igoli njani.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Silayi Sibanda, isihlobo somufi uPeter Ndlovu olesidumbu esicatshe kwenye imotshari kwele-South Africa. Abomndeni kamoyi kuhlangothi lukanina abanakanela ukuthi yibo abathatha isidumbu sibatshayele ucingo kodwa bebengaludobhi. Sehlulekile njalo ukukhuluma lamapholisa. Kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today siqoxeni olwethulwa ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa obeFacebook kukhasi le-VOA Ndebele. Namhla siqoxe ngobukhosi besizwe sikamthwakazi osebuthiwa buthathwa ngumnumzana Stanley Raphael Khumalo, yena othi uzagcotshwa ubukhosi lobu ngompandula. Kodwa-ke abakuKhumalo bathi wenza ihlazo uKhumalo ngoba inkosi izaphuma endlini kanjube kalobhengula kamachobani. Ake sizwe umnumzana Greta Sibanda umele uRaphael Stanley Khumalo exoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Mqondobanzi Magonya ingcwethi kwezembali yemaNdebele belo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7. USibanda usungula lolu daba.
Uphethwe ngoba ephuma egazini lobukhosi. Stanley Raphael Khumalo isizukulwane siyahlangabeza, uhlangabeza ube ngumfowabo kaNkulumane, uNkulumane engasekho uhlangabeza ngiyadumela ukuthi aphathe.
Magonya, nasi indaba baba.
Ngaphendula umbuzo ukuthi uRaphael ukhethwe ngubani? Ngoba
kuvele inkosi ngaphathe ayizange ikhethwe kusukela kuqala vele inkosi yavela baba.
Hayi mfowethu, akufaka izinto endaweni yazo kuhle. Njengoba sisho ukuthi uhlangabeza ube ngufowabo kaNkulumana, kwakumele ukuthi nxa uNkulumana engasekho kube kuhlangabeza. Ulobhengula ugcotshwe uhlangabeze phila. Kungani engangenanga uhlangabeza?
Baba Magonya, lawe iqiniso uyalazi ukuthi khona uNcumbatha nguye oyenze i-announcement leyo. Kwaba lokuqhekezeka kwesizwe kakhulu okwenza ukuthi khona uLobhengula aqalise ukubulala abantu aze ayefika lokubulala uhlangabeza. Kodwa uyakwazi la ukuthi uhlangabeza ube khona kuringi yikho ombiko babesala besithi hayi angeke uLobhengula umntwana womthanyelo azobusa bona abantwana bekhona.
Lokhu okukhulumayo kangikwazi ngoba yento ekhulumayo kayiqinisekanga. Lingaqambela umbiko into engayisiyo ngamanga lawo. Umbiko ube induna yebutho lami uzwa ngendaba. Kayisikho ukuthi besingafuni ukuthi uLobhengula abe yinkosi ngenxa yokuthi ubezalwa ngumthanyelo. Esimpini sakithi, inkosi kayibekwa ngobunandi bukanina.
Hello ke umnumzana Mqondo Banzi Magonya ingcwethi kwezembali yamaNdebele ubexoxa lo mnumzana Greta Sibanda omele umnumzana Raphael Stanley Khumalo abakhulume uhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni elilethulelwa nguGibbs Dube Studio 7 ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa obeFacebook kukhasile VOA Ndebele sizaqhubeka ngodaba lolu ngesonto. Kwezemidlalo amaqembu eqembu elimela ilizwe emidlalweni kakhilikithi athi ukusebenza kanzima yikho ukukhokhele ukuba leli qembu linqobe eSri Lanka emncintiswaneni we-One Day International. Intatheli izindaba yethu ezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Iqembu elimela ilizwe emdlalweni we-rugby elaziwa kakhulu ngegama elithi Sables kusasa ngomgqibelo uzadibana leqembu leNamibia emdlalweni walo wesibili kumncintiswano we-Africa Gold Cup Group A1. Lo mdlalo uzadlalelwa esikodlweni selizwe leNamibia eseVinduk. Iqembu leZimbabwe linqobele Senegal nge-28-16 nemdlalweni walo wokuqala womncintiswano walonyaka we-Africa Gold Cup, njalo lihlezi endaweni yesine engalaneni yemiklomelo lile miklomelo emihlanu, ikanti iqembu leNamibia yelo lihlezi phezu kwengalane lile miklomelo elitshumi ngemva kokuba selidlale kabili lanqoba kabili njalo. Abafana beNamibia banqobe abeTunisia nge-53-7 emdlalweni wabo wokuqala, kwathi kowesibili babhaxabuleyo eleSenegal nge-95. Amanye amaqembu ancintisa kwisibaya sikagroup A1 ngabalisayo eleUganda kanye leleKenya. Kusenjalo iqembu elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqulalo likweleNamibia lapho elikhangelelwe ukudibana lelakhonale kumncintiswano wokudinga amaqembu aza kuyaphatheka kumncintiswano weChan ozaqutshelwa elizweni laseKenya ngomnyaka ozayo. Umdlalo wangesonto ngwehlandla lakuqala, njalo lawa maqembu azadibana njalo ngempela viki yezayo emdlalweni wehlandla lesibili wona uzaqhutshelwa kweleZimbabwe. Iqembu elizanqoba phakathi kweZimbabwe leNamibia lizadibana lelizanqoba phakathi kweLesotho leComoros ngenyanga kaNcwabakazi, ukuthi elizanqoba lapho lizathola ilungelo lokuyaphatheka kwimidlalo yeChan ngomnyaka ozayo. Abafana beqembu leZimbabwe bangena kumdlalo wangesonto imsila ivele iqaphile njengoba besanda kuphakamisa inkezo yeKosafa. Kolunye udaba elumelana lomdlalo wenguqu, iqembu leyayilindazi ngesonto eliza kuba lomhlangano ozangenwa ngamalunga aleli qembu, lapho inkokheli zeqembu ezikhangelelwe ukuba zivikele amalunga ngesimo iqembu elikuso phakathi laphakathi komnyaka. Isiphathamandla seqembu leyayilindazi uNhlanhla Dube uthi lomhlangano uvele ulotshiwe kusisekelo sokukhokhela iqembu leBhoso.
Umhlangano lo uzabe ukhangele ukuthuzwe uvela kumgcini sihlalo weqembu ukuthi kwenzakalani, kumi njani, kwingxoxo ezikhona kuma-sponsorship ungabe kukhona yini okwenzakalayo kumbe okungenzakala.
Iqembu leyayilindazi lilesikweleti esifika phose kusigidi samadola, njalo kukhangelelwe ukuba umphathingcebo weqembu uDonald Ndebele laye abike ukuba iqembu limi njani kwezemali, esitsho njalo ukuba imizamo bani ekhona ukuba leli qembu lithole imali. Okunye okukhangelelwe ukuhlafunwa kulomhlangano yenguquko kusisekelo sombuso weqembu kulandelwa inkuthazo yenhlanganiso yeFIFA. Lo mhlangano uzaqhutshelwa eClubhouse yeqembu leIslanders njalo uzaqala ekuseni. Sikhangele umdlalo kakhilikithi. Iqembu leZimbabwe libuthelela amaranzi angamakhulu amathathu lamatshumi amane lane 344 lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayi-12 ngosuku lwakuqala olomdlalo wetest eliwudlala leqembu leSri Lanka khonale kweleSri Lanka. Umdlali weqembu leZimbabwe uCraig Evin udlale indima enkulu ekufikiseni kweqembu leZimbabwe inani lalo lamaranzi ngemva kokuba ethwele amaranzi alikhulu lamatshumi amahlanu lanye 151. Lo mdlalo uqale namhla njalo ukhangelelwe ukufika emaphethelweni mhlazili 10-12 kuyona le inyanga kaMpilikazi, njalo uzaqhubekela phambili kusasa lapho kuzabe sekulithuba leSri Lanka ukutshaya ibhola. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Friday lamhlanje ziyawa lapha eStudio 7 ngoba silenhlanhla yamaswazi sibili sethekelelwe ngumhlabeleli olodumo uLoveness Weza. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi, ngiyabonga
Ye ungasipha nje ngamafichane imbali yakho Loveness ukuthi ufike njani lapha kwele Melika njalo usufikile kuyini okwenzakala?
Ukubuya lapha ngabuya lemuliam, that's how I moved here. And then ngakontinua ukuhlabela lokugida ngetour and ngama kancane ngoba ngalimala.
Ye manje usulimele lapho kwahamba njani usuze waba ngconweni?
Oh yeah, thing right, Kates. No, bengilimele inyawo zonke, ama surgeries and I was paralyzed for a month and I couldn't do anything. So and then that's when I learned ukuzilapha using spiritual healing just like Jesus did. So you can kwenzayo, still I'm singing lokho ngihlabela futhi.
Hayi kuyajabulisa lokhu kubana usukwanisa ukuthi kodwa labanye uyabelapha.
Yes, as a matter of fact umama wami ngokwakhe wangumuntu owalatshwa ngesame healing engiyenzayo. Abantu ekhaya they were preparing for iburial kamama, she was alive. Abantu baphuma kumakoma, ngibona abantu bephuma kuma-paralysis, I'm one of them who was healed. Many ama miracles are happening just like time that Jesus, like I said.
Ya kwezomculo lapha manje ungasitshela ukuthi uyamukelwa njani lapha, siyazi ukuthi e-America lapha umculo abawuthandayo ngonjani, owakho ke ungena njani njalo bawamukela njani?
The reality ukuthi how do you present yourself as staging, it's not about ama words sometimes, it's about the energy oyiletha kubantu, people like you the way you are, what kind of style or vibration oyinika abantu, people likes it whether they know ama words or not, people love the music because when ngihlabela they feel healed. So that's what I do, I heal through music, hear me, and I heal through my hands.
Kutsho ukuthi ikhona yini othi wena le ingoma yiyo abajabulela kakhulu nxa uyicula?
Azineng, so ngizahlabela ingoma ejwayelekileyo ethi bayethe. Bayethe, 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 ngwenye mamabala bayethe. Bayethe, yethe, yethe, bayethe, ngwenye mama. Bayethe, ngwenye mamabala bayethe. Sibehlule sibehlule aboni, bayethe ngwenye mama bala bayethe, sukezile awuthinalo mhlaba sukezile mama, awuthinalo mhlaba suthandile mama, thinalo mhlaba suthandile mama.
Yeah, so manje nxa lapho uhlabela sithi uhlabela njengana le ingoma, siyazi kulamacacwa khona. Ngobani abachaya iziginci lengoma?
Mina ama musicians ami bahlala ePortland and iningi labo ngabamhlophe, abantu abamhlophe, but nxa becula bechaya amakatari you won't know ukuthi ngabantu abamhlophe, uyacabanga ukuthi ngabantu abavela ekhaya. And yeah, bass guitar, lead, drums, saxophone, marimba, mbira. Yeah.
Kwahamba njani ukuthi lize lingenelane umculo ubona bengabala?
Iningi labo ngabantu abakhule besizwe music eyalethwa nguDumi Marairo lapha e-America long ama 60s. Labo mama babo Chiwoniso Marairo behlabela. So abaningi bakhona were students ababoDumi Marairo babethanda imbira la marimba. So i-music yeZimbabwe bayithanda. And then when I got there, ngathola ukuthi kulabantu abazi i-music yeZimbabwe, I was lucky to find them that way.
Sikhangele kubona ekhaya belokhu bekuthanda yini njengalokhu ababekwenza kudala usemakhosi?
Angila qiniso ngoba I really kukhanyani ngingaphi America for too long, so I don't know much, but those who are following ku-Facebook ngiyababona, but njengomuntu owayelimele for years I haven't been able ukuconnecta directly labo on stage back ekhaya. So kusho ukuthi maybe isikhathi sokuthi sibuyele ekhaya siye banikeza njalo music.
Hayi kuyezwakala. Hayi sibongile kakhulu Loveness ukuba lathi lamhlanje Studio 7 lapha ungavalelisa abalaleni.
Hayi ngiyalithanda. Thank you. Siyabonga ukuthi libe lalele. Sizolinikeza imusic sengibheka again e-station.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu njalo siyakufisela inhlanhla. Manje lapha siyakubona ngapi lapho yabugida khona lapha?
Ngiyenza a lot ku Facebook live, really. Angila ma plans ama live shows anytime soon. But laba balandela ku Facebook, kabalandela ku Facebook babonthi ngiyenzani.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu. Lo balaleli bekungu Loveness Weza, u Loveness Weza. Yebo, sila ikona pha e Studio 7. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya